A weak solidarity briggy team listener when at last we had clarified why we should all vote no in this referendum. There's no problem to vote yes for, well, grammatically for which too, as Hayseed and Sheepshed Party spokesperson Jacinta Confused Them Price informed us colonisation has had a positive impact on the Terra Nullius non-land, non-people. Why they were brought the wonderful benefits of running water and food. So, like Jacinta, just how did they survive for thousands of years without water and food? Thank God Arthur Phillip arrived just in time. But to be fair to Jacinta, her argument stands up because thanks to Arthur and our most gracious majesty, I think it was George III, whom incidentally Byron described as that mad, 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 mad king, anyway, thanks to the Terra Nullius non-land, non-people are by definition non-existent and therefore could not have been adversely affected by colonisation. Although on the obverse, they therefore also could not have benefited. But in fairness, Jacinta does seem to have missed a few clues, a few events, a few consequences since Arthur brought all that running water and food. A bit of a problem for caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer that Jacinta refused to endorse his referendum which would ensure Terra Nullius non-land non-people don't have a voice. Presumably because with all those benefits, all that running water and cornucopia of food, they don't need a voice. But Pete did say of Jacinta's wise words, people could have, you know, like, different opinions. What a mind. Indeed, a week for iconoclasm of assumed givens, Jacinta smashing the assumption that colonisation may not have been absolutely beneficial to the First Peoples, and now yesterday's Trubler Aussie Capitalist Review smashing another assumption, workers get fair share of pie, screaming across P1. Productivity con mission busts union wages myth. Just as deaths in custody, stolen generations, destruction of sacred sites, massacres and general disadvantage we now know to be a myth, thanks to Jacinta, we also now know all that carry on about obscene profits by the caring business class amid slow wages growth is also a myth. Indeed, not only a myth, but a union wages myth, confirming what the week that was has been saying for 40 years. Evil, evil unions, workers ripping off and exploiting poor, innocent, caring employers. Exposed this week by one of the most innocent and exploitative caring employers for just when we thought new reserve losses bank supremo Michelle Bulldust displayed a severe lack of empathy in calling for lots more unemployed, why are these economic cures restricted to the highly paid and filthy rich? Why don't those on the economic edge, those governments and the filthy rich know are doing it tough, call for higher unemployment for their own good? Just when we thought Michelle a touch unsympathetic, filthy rich property developer Tim Gurna get richer and richer made her look like a Marxist smash capital eat the rich revolutionary, calling for a 50% increase in unemployment, because people have to feel pain if Tim's going to keep on raking in mega profits. And workers have to work much harder if Tim's going to keep raking in mega profits. And they must take a wage cut if Tim's going to keep raking in mega profits. Those harder working for fewer, for lower pay workers must realise they work for their caring employer, not the other way round, if Tim's going to keep on raking in mega profits. And just when we thought Tim's progressive policies were a society in which people like Tim can keep on raking in mega profits, may have been those of a filthy rich maverick, Minerals Profit Council Chair Andrew Mickle, more and more and more, backed him up. Workers in certain parts of the economy are enjoying a lifestyle that is not sustainable, Andrew warned us, and no prize for guessing which certain parts of the economy he's talking about. if you're going to produce less, well, I'm sorry, then you have to accept that you will ultimately have to get paid less, indicating Andrew must head off every morning with his mining equipment over his shoulder and spend a massively productive day in the bowels of the earth, sweating into his ultra-expensive Italian shirts and suits. And higher unemployment would break the cycle and bring workplace relations back to a sensible balance. Ah, balance, Andrew, sensible balance. Workers knowing their place in the wage slavery world, working harder, earning less, appreciating their luck at having a job at all as the dole queues stretch for blocks with 50% more dole bludgers. And it won't come as a hell of a surprise to us listeners. The True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review commented that Tim said publicly what a lot of caring employers think. The Capitalist Review and Tim and caring employers who can't believe there are workers at evil unions who still persist with the dated shibboleth of class struggle. Now, listener, if you have any faith, so to speak, in the value of prayer, pray fervently to your God that Tim's fortunes collapse, his developments hit a financial brick wall, he loses everything, is rendered homeless, unemployed, in the gutter. Not that I wish him any ill will. One caring employer who would most definitely not agree with Tim is that exemplar of caring employers, former airline which used to be our airline supremo, Alan Joystick, watching his golden parachute balloon even higher as the High Court agreed he had sacked or, sorry, sadly had to let go an entire workforce, all 1,683 of them, to prevent them exercising their legal rights. As if, when poor Alan was just trying to do his best for the hard-working mums and dads shareholders like Alan, handed thousands more mums and dads shares for tossing 1,683 workers onto the industrial scrap heap. Shareholders certainly not affected by this same work, same pay legislation that is causing collective dyspepsia in the sundry chambers of profits as the new Labour hire workforce received same pay for same work. Good on you. Well done, Alan. Just a lot less same pay as the sadly let go workers are ripping Alan off. The airline which used to be, after unsuccessfully fighting the evil union claim in the federal court, in the appeals court, and unsuccessfully fighting the evil union claim in the High Court, immediately apologised to the workers it may have hurt and said it was sincerely sorry. To be honest, new Supremo Vanessa Hudson-Rivers of Wealth was brutally honest. We're even more sorry with the decision. In fact, if we're being honest, we are genuinely, sincerely sorry with the decision. To make matters worse, to rub salt into the wound, expose the cracks in the fuselage, so to speak, and other mixed metaphors, the evil union is now threatening not just millions in compensation for the sadly let go workers, but wants compensation for the union fees it lost. Selfish, selfish evil union. Talk about kicking a great True Blue Aussie when it's down. To make matters worse, there are loud voices suggesting poor Alan should not parachute away with the trillions with which he plans to leap off the falling wreck. Not exactly exposed as a third myth, although the jury's obviously still out, climate change, if there is such a thing, and looking around the globe, there are few indications other than the massive extremes of climate, of floods and fires and destruction and thousands of deaths. So what a timely series by the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, Energy Future, bringing the usual balance and objectivity for which Lord Rupert is famous, telling us gas is the answer to climate change, if there is, proving the argument by quoting totally neutral experts like the major behemoths making a fortune out of gas and apparently unable to find anyone who disagrees with the gas behemoths. Then telling us coal is the answer. Dig it up and bury our heads in the sand, quoting totally neutral experts like the major behemoths making a fortune out of coal, apparently unable to find anyone who disagrees with the coal industry. And telling us the real solution to what it knows doesn't exist is nuclear. quoting totally neutral experts like, yeah, yeah, you guessed it. Advocates of nuclear energy never mention the little problem of how to deal with thousands of years of radioactive waste. So somewhere along the line, listener, we must have missed the major scientific breakthrough which eliminated this as a problem. They also fail to mention in terms of scientific breakthrough that the fossil solutions to fossil pollution, burying your head in the sand, and the state-of-the-art small modular nuclear plants have not scientifically broken through, don't actually, don't actually work. Finally, in the why can't they mind their own business department, a delegation of indigenous Brazilians has come to Trublu Aussie over that dam collapse 8 years ago that did nothing more serious than kill people and totally destroy their way of life and livelihoods, and now demanding compensation from our very own big Trublu Aussie BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter. Don't they know these things take time? The people of Bhopal are still waiting. And goodness, you can't make bloody huge profits if you can't bloody huge pollute. But a bit of advice for the indigenous peoples. They're asking BHP to abide by its Charter of Values, when of course it is. Good morning.